What does it mean to have an idea? What is the purpose of ideas? Of having an idea, being stuck to this idea? What is happening here? Why is this happening? And in this episode, we're going to be going into this in sort of meditation / insight-filled understanding of ideas and why ideas happen and this kind of thing. So, we start with why ideas exist. What are ideas trying to do? What role are they trying to fill? This kind of thing. Answer is what I'd like to call representation, right? Ideas, thoughts are trying to represent something. You know, like a thought, like an idea. Like I am angry is trying to represent the thought that I am angry about something. A thought says that we should illegalize abortion is a representation of our position of abortion. Like it's representing something. Like imagine if you have several different ways of doing something. By the way, I'm not saying to outlaw abortion. I'm just giving you examples, right? But say you have several different ways of doing something, right? What way works for you, right? What way works for what you think the world should be doing, this kind of thing. And so ideas in that way are representations of what the world should be or needs to be or is or isn't based on your ideas, whatever that is. And so, if I say something like, it's a dog-eat-dog world, that's a representation. That's a representation of what I think is true, right? If I say, well, the world is the love, and we must learn to love, and this kind of thing, that's another kind of representation. And so what we need to learn how to do with ideas is listen to them, learn from them, and then let those ideas go, making room for newer ideas, ideas that may even fit reality more, right? Because, see, one of the problems with ideas is that ideas in people's minds rarely change, but reality is constantly changing. Like, to give you an overt example of how this might look, right? Let's say we had dogmatic positions about how the weather is, right? Let's say we noticed it was raining 3 days ago. And so we go, oh, that's what reality is. It's raining. That's what reality is. Reality is rain. Water is wet. This kind of thing. And so you're now 3 days later, it's sun shining, but you're still going, oh, it's raining. It's raining. It's raining. It's raining. People are going, no, it's not. You know, just look around you. This kind of thing. It's not always as extreme as that, but it's definitely, you definitely have similar problems like this happening. And not even talking about the political problems of this. You know, like even the liberals themselves, their positions are from like 100 years ago. Otherwise, some of them have changed, but a lot of them are still very similar to what they were back in the day. But the times have definitely changed those kinds of mindsets. They may be still useful, but they're different now. Things are different. So that might not be as useful, those ideas. And conservatives, those ideas are even further behind, right? So the point isn't to demonize liberals or conservatives for having ideas. The point is to point out the ever-changing nature of reality versus the ever-non-changing landscape of ideas, usually. The ideas themselves are useful, or can be useful, but we have to learn to become aware of these ideas and let them go, because what they really are representations. They're attempting to represent something. Reality, ourselves, how the world should be based on what we want, this kind of thing, right? But those things change over time, right? They grow. Now, for instance, 10 years ago, your ideas might have been something along those lines of, I want candy, right? If you're a child, it would have been something like this. And of course, they do change. But the problem is that you don't realize that they're changing, or if that you do, it's in a very like minor kind of way here. We're talking about faster changes here, much faster. This is where the meditation part begins. This may not be easy for you if you have very stubborn mindsets about ideas and things like this. But just imagine this, right? Imagine ideas and thoughts as clouds in the sky. Where do clouds go? They disappear. They move to different areas in the sky. So imagine all of your ideas, all the things that you hold on to as far as ideologies, philosophies, politics, whatever it is. Imagine those things and notice that you're holding on to them. And become aware that they are just clouds. And just let them go. Watch them go. Any ideas that come, you know, you watch them come, watch them go. Thoughts, the same thing, right? You might be holding on to a particular thought about a person. How dare he do this, you know, this kind of thing. See if you can just let it go. All these ideas are just clouds in the sky. They're passing by. They're going somewhere else. They're moving on, leaving room for new ideas, new clouds that pass by and then move on. Leaving room for another set of ideas that pass by and move on, right? These clouds, they're in the sky. They may disappear for a time, leaving sunshine. But then they come back, where some others might show up. And then they disappear. So just imagine all these ideas as clouds. And imagine them just moving on, disappearing. You're viewing these ideas from a distance. As they are slowly moving. Very slowly moving. and slowly disappearing from view. Making room for new clouds, new ideas. Watching them come, watching them stay for a while, and watching them move on somewhere else. And the cycle repeats over and over again. Making room for new clouds, and then they disappear. The new clouds again. New ideas, new thoughts, new emotions. And just watching them come, and then watching them go. Just like clouds. So these ideas, these attempts at representation of reality, if you think of them as clouds and watch them go, what happens? How many ideas, how many new ideas can you generate? And this is what life is. This is what reality is. Because we live in a world that changes constantly. Some changes are small, some are very large, and so those ideas, while they're useful, those ideas from the past are past. The ideas that may have worked at one point, they may have not even worked at one point at all, but assuming they did, those times are gone. Those pasts are gone. Now we're in a completely different time frame, a completely different set of circumstances, a completely different reality. One that is different, very different than the realities of the old ideas that you had about the world, or what the world should be, or needs to be, or wants to be, or whatever it is. And so, it's the most amazing thing to do is to, instead of holding on to ideas, instead of becoming attached to one idea over others, it's very freeing and very useful to become very detached to ideas and thoughts and just let the ideas come and go. You may have new ideas, you may like those ideas, but then watch them go, making room for new ideas, even better ideas perhaps. This is where self-creation comes in. Self-definition. And so these ideas become no longer sacrosanct or no longer praiseworthy. They're just ideas. They may have their moments and they may have certain parts of them that are useful, but at the end of the day, they must go. Anyways, hope you enjoy this episode, and I'll talk to you in the next one.